This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
This occurs in the past, except this sentence.
Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports Free Agency is this Sunday. We are rolling until 5:30 when we go to Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. But with the NBA world aflame, speculation, rampant speculation, some say irresponsible, it is time to bring on one of the foremost authorities, P.
Oh, is he ready to rock and roll?
He is ready to go.
Because we have a series of disappointments.
Well, we hope.
Well,
we don't have disappointments.
I mean, but non-basketball-related disappointments.
Certainly.
Well, the Petros the Pelican is no longer named Petros the Pelican.
According to the man who
Mykonos sold out. No, they sold out. Mykonos, the island, sold out to Lindsay Lohan.
Every year.
They're paying for it.
Big celebration. Rename the Pelican.
And I thought that Olivia's testimony was going to flip you like a Time to Kill.
Mm-mm. Well, you already gave me the details.
Do I have to have Miss Tana call in tomorrow? All right. Joining us now,
it's a short show.
Chris Hayes. It's 3.5 hours tomorrow. Chris Hayes joins us from Yahoo. He knows what Kawhi's thinking. Somebody must. You know, he developed a new laugh, Matt.
Yeah,
there
Kawhi.
It is.
Yeah, the parade laugh.
Joining us on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, it is Chris Hayes. What's cracking, Chris? How are you?
Guys, always a pleasure, guys.
Oh, we're always,
our pleasure.
We're always happy to have you. So, we know that it's getting down to nut cutting time,
yeah.
As we would say here on the Petros and Money Show, just a couple weeks away from all of this going down. Kawhi Leonard, a lot of people are just trying to read every little thing. I think Bill Plaschke wrote an article about that. What makes you think Canada's the place for him to stay? Maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, I think you can't dismiss, everything that, you know, they went through that this past year and the magical season they had and, you know, the trust that was built with the front office, with the medical staff, with him coming off of the season he had in San Antonio where, you know, trust just eroded and it got to a point where he had to request a trade. So you can't dismiss that. Now, if you would have asked me about a month ago or a couple weeks ago, what do I think Kawhi was headed? In free agency, I would have said the Clippers, but I was told by people I trust, and I speak to Kawhi's camp pretty frequently, and so I was told that Kawhi he's seriously considering re-signing there in Toronto, and that doesn't mean if he did do that, that doesn't mean it could be a long term. It could be a 1-1 deal. But I still think the Clippers are in play. I think he's going to give them a meeting. But the Raptors have turned a quick 180 from the time when he first arrived there.
Chris, how much of that, if you were, I don't know, I guess I'm asking you to put a percentage on it, do you think is he has to say that, right? Like his people can't leak that, no, it's great, thanks so much, we won a title, but guess what, he wants to go home. They can't really come out and say that, right? Or do you think legit? Because it seemed like that's what everything was. It's like, hey, no offense, everybody. Kawhi just wants to go back to Southern California. That's where he's most comfortable. That's where his family is. When he's a free agent, yeah. If that's available, that's what he's going to do. That seemed to be what we had heard through all of this.
Yeah, that was the narrative the whole way, and it was true. That's where he wanted to go. You know, it was the Clippers first and foremost there. I think. You know, you talk about if he has to say that. I think with any other person, probably, yeah. Kawhi is different. Like, I think right now, with the way the season ended for the Raptors and him helping them get their first championship in the franchise history, I feel like he has a free pass to do whatever. So, you know, if he says, you know, hey, it was fun, I think it's cool. Like, he's straight. Like, what more could you ask from him, you know, if you're a Raptors fan or if you're a member of that franchise? So, But I really do think, like, seriously, I really do think this is something that he's really weighing and considering heavily. And, you know, that, you know, there's a window. There's a championship window there for them in the East. And, you know, he had fun. He built a numerous trust with people in that franchise and the medical staff. And, you know, they did him right by the way they handled him, too. I think he came out and said at some point during the playoffs, like, if they didn't give me those load management days throughout the course of the season, I believe it was 25 of them, could have been more, that he wouldn't be here playing in the finals at that point. So, you know, there was a lot gained. There was a lot of equity built in that time, and I can't dismiss that. You know, I think Clippers are being played. They'll definitely have their time to talk, but, you know, the Raptors are in play unlike what we ever thought before.
Chris Haynes is with us from Yahoo Sports. Always appreciate his insight and information. It seemed like this is Clippers plan A, plan B, plan C. We have not heard any other names but Kawhi Leonard. We know they sent senior executives on the road to Toronto to Raptor road games to kind of send that message, I guess not so subtly, but maybe subtly, so they didn't get fined by the NBA. So what if, in fact, he decides to stay in Toronto? That's the only name we've heard attached with this team. What do they do then?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if you look at all the free agents, the marquee free agents that are on the market this summer, we pretty much had Kawhi connected with either L.A., the Clippers, or Raptors. Then, you know, you had KD connected with, you know, New York. You had or Stan. You had Kyrie, New York or Stan. But there was no other player with a direct connection to the Clippers. And so if they lost out on Kawhi, I think that's a big blow. Because I think that's what they were kind of, you know, hedging their bets on. And, you know, even with Boston, you know, it's something similar to what they went through. Like, for the last couple of years, they were gearing up, getting ready, prepared, thinking they were going to really be able to get Anthony Davis. And then that backfired. And then a Kyrie Irving fiasco as well. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But, look, the Clippers have a lot to sell Kawhi on, the fact that they're home, the great franchise is no longer the Clippers of yesteryear. You know, the great positive ownership, great coach, great nucleus. And you could say that, you know, they're one piece away. And the fact that he's home, the comfortability of that, it definitely has to be enticing. But, you know, they got issues now that I don't think many foreseen coming when it got to this point.
What about the Lakers issues? I mean, everybody felt like everything was cool, and then suddenly there was this mistake or perceived mistake that they made with the cap, which is very complicated for stupid people like myself. but what is the national perception? Like, hey, great, the AD thing happened, but wow, you really screwed it up.
That's pretty much how it went. Like, yeah, great, the AD thing happened. But, yeah, there was a minor hiccup with trying to figure out, you know, how you're going to save yourself from capital.
So is it minor or major? Like, how big of a hiccup is it?
In all seriousness, it all depends on what happens this summer and what they can do. If it inhibits them from getting the player that they need, then, yeah, that's a major hiccup. But if they're able to kind of build this team up and add complementary pieces that work with LeBron and AD, then I think it's something that we'll forget about. But I don't think we'll know really until the summer. But no, definitely, like, as of right now, I say it's minor, because that's just something that most GMs or most experienced GMs, that's just something that they would consider, you know, their cap space going into the situation. That's something that they would have discussed before agreeing to a deal, knowing that they need maximum cap space to try to bring in a max player. So, like I said, it's going to depend on how things fold out, work out this summer before we can truly judge it. But as of right now, it's definitely a minor hiccup, because you want all the assets that you can. You just want everything that you're supposed to get. And they didn't get that at this point.
Chris, we've had you on before talking about the Lakers in free agency, and it seemed like pretty much the position that most took was they're going to struggle to get a big name to sign here. That is real, that you know, the big name superstars don't necessarily want to play with LeBron. So now that they've acquired Anthony Davis, more likely, less likely, or the same that a star, a third star, would now join the Lakers with Anthony Davis now in the fold?
I think it helps. I think it. So I would say more likely. But the thing about guys, you guys know about free agency is that
we don't.
A lot of these decisions. Well, let me explain. A lot of these decisions are already made. You know. So you know it's not. You know. I mean, they're made well in advance. I mean, contracts are figured out and all the terms are figured out way in advance. So. It definitely does help that they have AD. And if some things were to fall late in the cracks, where somebody that was promised something and then it comes out that they're not getting it after all, then that's where things can shift into the Lakers' favor. But as of right now, kind of similar to the Clippers, there's nobody, no free agent clearly directly associated with the Lakers right now. That could all change because free agency is a hectic period. But as of right now, that's just the case. But it definitely helps that you have AD and LeBron. I don't think that could hurt at all.
So if you, Chris Haynes, have the wallet, or I should say the checkbook and the contract, with what they have, if all of this does go up in smoke, the you know AD wants his $4 million and they screwed it up and lost the $7 million there by doing it by July 6th, you got like $24 million. What direction do you go? What's the name that you need to chase that fits in perfectly with them with the money they have?
Well, I think you have to look out, you know, go after, you know, tough guys like Michael Brogdon. I like him in Brooklyn. You know, he's a guy who can handle the ball, 3D player, tenacious on defense. You need versatile players. You need 3D players. You need a J.J. Redick. You need a Kyle Korver. You need a spacer. You need guys like that. So it's all about filling your roster up with complementary pieces that aren't, quote-unquote, big names. Because, like, I think they're a championship contending team with just those two guys if you surround them with the right supporting cast. And that's something that they didn't do a good job of last summer. So if they can rectify that and just get, you know, versatile players, get spacers, and I think especially with the Golden State Warriors looking like they're not going to be in a championship window for next season, I think that they play the cards right, threw the roster up right, I think they'll be in pretty good shape.
Always appreciate it. Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports, and likely going to request you join the show again next week after we figure it all out, because I would assume these deals are going to get done at 6:01 p.m. our time Pacific, right, on Sunday. Like all these guys are going to figure out where they're going immediately.
Yeah, I'll probably, you know, it'll be done before that, but yeah, for sure.
Well, we just want to know what we should expect.
Yeah, because we got to prep for Monday's show then, so that's all. Thank you, Chris.
Take care, John.
All right. Well, that's good information on something that may or may not happen.
It might, though. You can follow him at Chris B. Haynes on Twitter.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more cap-a-cap and the Lakers and the mistake they made with their big trade. Did you see Joe Myers
take... The mistake by the snake.
Did you see Joe Myers take over the Zion presser?
No.
Oh.
Did you believe it? Did you believe our great fortune? This young man, let me tell you, is great of a basketball player. Is it even better human being? And I know that because of the 5 minutes I just spent with him in the green room.
He asked him if he was in good enough shape, and it pissed people off. Zion didn't like it.
What did he say?
So, you in shape? He was like, yeah.
Are you sure? You look a little pudgy to be. Are you in shape?
Matt is back from Europe. He brought us gifts. I feel bad for calling him an a-hole mouth about the scorpion after he gave me these beautiful worry beads. So I feel bad. But I did save those children. And you're denying it.
I'm sure you did.
Well, see, now you're going the other way.
Oh, that happened to me in Greece. I didn't know I was
You saved children?
No, I didn't know I was supposed to. The old make you feel guilty. And you're like, you know, you feel like you won an argument, and then all of a sudden they turn the tables and they make you feel guilty. I was like, you never told me I had to refill the quad. If you had told me to refill, I told you, Saturday, I told you I had to refill. Why would I not tell you to refill? I was like, because you gave it to me with half a tank. So I put a few liters in and I return it. What's the big? You know what? It's okay. Well, no, I'll pay you. I don't want
you
money.
You, the ugly American.
It's okay then. I was like, You never told me.
Is that what you're doing to me now? Saying if you want to be a hero, you can. That's fine.
I'm saying, hey, it's okay. Whatever makes
no,
you happy.
No, that's not good enough either. That's not good enough either. And I'm pissed about Petros the Pelican. How dare they?
Big celebration every year.
Oh, that's BS. Gotta go back to Greece and fix these things. Hey now, what's cracking, everybody, and welcome back. PMS is on the air. Matt is back from vacation. It's an I'm a Horse Monday.
I'm a horse.
And we're going to gallop over to the third stop of the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour. Our hooves will be festooned in checkerboard vans. Vans headquarters in Costa Mesa. Stop by, enter to win that brand new 2019 Chevy Silverado. We're also giving away the Daniel Boone Choice Grill from Barbecues Galore. The PMS Chevy Summer Tour. Don't miss it. Check it out at am570lasports.com for all the details. Right now it's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Top story of the day, P, is a continued to develop story surrounding Lakers and free agency, and not something like, hey, I got to get my 2 cents in on this trade because I was gone, but everyone wants to hear what I think.
I mean, well, Matt, I mean, people want to know. Is that it's not that, but
it
is.
I have discovered that this has become one of the great measurements in the polarizing topic that is Laker fandom, that this confirms what particular camp you have pitched your tent in. Are you of the, I love the Lakers so much that I am willing to overlook all of the mistakes, all of the faults, the stubbings of the toe,
Matt,
the false starts.
You know this, and doing live radio every day. Every day is just another opportunity to do a better job.
And then
every day is just another opportunity to get it right.
Because this really is a measurement of whether or not you believe the acquisition of Anthony Davis is good enough to overlook all of the side notes and issues that have been brought up by just about every basketball journalist, former general manager, because a lot of those are being paid to talk on the TV right now.
Yeah, I can say,
and their critique of the manner in which Anthony Davis was acquired.
As somebody who was here.
In the moment.
The moment it happened, yes. It washed away all the
sins. It
was
like when they signed LeBron James.
And guilt, exactly like that. Or like when
celebration, they win. Way to go, Magic. Same, you got LeBron. It's over.
And not very different from the Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, even though they're all different situations, but a giant celebration in the summertime, and a little different from the second pick lottery and then those becoming people three different times. Also, off-season celebrations.
You know, Brandon Ingram looks a lot like Kevin Durant.
Yes.
I mean, a lot. If you look at the body type and the way that he moves, it's very similar, and I can imagine him turning into, oh, that's right, Kevin Durant was an all-star his second season in the league and arguably the best player by the time he was
D'Angelo Russell's the greatest passer that ever lived.
Well, there's still time for that to happen. And he might be a Laker. Be careful now.
Well, we talked about that,
be careful
that too.
Now.
But the point is, all these celebrations in the offseason that have really come to nothing, this one seemed like the most legitimate ever. And then people started to get a little miffed.
He's a 26-year-old, arguably greatest player in the league.
Yeah, and we talked all through that.
Way to go, Rob.
Give up whatever you can for a guy that wants to be there. I believe Rich Paul said it in Sports Illustrated. How are you going to keep J-Lo and A-Rod from getting married, which was a great way to put it. And they didn't. J-Lo and A-Rod got married. They're together. The Lakers and AD are together.
Which one's J-Lo? Which one's A-Rod?
The Lakers are A-Rod.
Oh, I was thinking individuals. I was thinking LeBron is either A-Rod or
no,
J-Lo.
No, he didn't say individuals. He was talking about the Lakers. You got to read the article.
And the Pelicans.
No, the Lakers and AD. Matt.
Yeah, I missed a lot.
You're playing from behind.
I missed a lot.
How are you going to keep J-Lo and A-Rod from getting married? But when people figured out that Pelinka screwed the trade up and could have very easily had more, and how much David Griffin got out of it.
Not much.
As opposed to what the Lakers.
Oh, he did get a lot.
Yeah, he did. People started to feel a little less washing away of all the sins, if I can answer the question.
The one thing I'm anxious to discover between now and July 6th, when this trade is official and we get all the particulars made public, which picks, which salary deferments, whether or not a trade kicker was accepted or declined or deferred. To me, that's the most interesting little nugget, is the $4.1 million that, as of this morning, on the Evil Four letter, Bobby Marks, former guest of this show while he worked with Yahoo Sports before he was embargoed from ever joining us again because he joined the Evil Four letter, said, you don't think Anthony Davis is going to decline his trade kicker.
That came out last week too. That he wants all $4 million. That came out. That leaked out right around the time people were realizing in horror that Rob Pelinka screwed this up.
Oh, the horror!
Yeah, it really was. I mean, everybody thought it was great, and then they were reminded again that the Laker front office doesn't exactly work like a clock.
A lot of times they say, this isn't my first rodeo, you know. It's their first rodeo. That may be the best way to put it.
Every day's an opportunity to be better.
In these moments. Now, remember, through the course of the last month, I'm going to now speak, because that's what I like to do, speak for people. I'm going to speak for the folks that are excited that Anthony Davis is coming, and who the hell cares? We didn't think Lonzo Ball was ever going to be an all-star, so whatever, take him. Brandon Ingram's got blood clot problems and may never be an all-star and is more of a volume scorer. Take him. Who cares? The future first-round picks, hey, if Anthony Davis is only 26 and he's in his prime 5 years from now,
he's
going to
be the 30th pick anyway.
Who the hell cares? Take them all. We don't care. Anthony Davis is now a Laker. Pairing with LeBron James, you have two of the five best players in the league. Celebration. And in defense of those folks and their position, I'll say it seemed like everybody we talked to said, hey, they got all this money. Ain't nobody going to take it. None of these free agents want to sign to be the B star alongside LeBron James. Kawhi doesn't want it. Durant doesn't want it. Irving didn't want it. That's why he forced his way out of Cleveland.
There's only one guy that wanted it.
That's it.
Anthony Davis.
So go get him. And whatever the hell you got to do, and we don't know.
And that's what Don McLean echoed. Do whatever you have to do.
Just go get it, because these guys aren't going to take their money. So if all of a sudden Rob Pelinka crapped the bed and proved yet again that he does not have the experience that some of the more savvy general managers in the league, like, oh, I don't know, the guy on the other end of the phone, David Griffin, might have, and did not realize that by rushing into this deal and getting it done by July 6th, he cost his team anywhere between $7 and $11 million of cap room that they're probably going to need, since they traded a bunch of picks and a bunch of young players to fill out their roster. At least they got a top five talent who was just beginning to enter his prime when none of those guys were willing to accept the money that they wanted to pay him, which has been, as you said, save LeBron James, par for the course in Shaquille O'Neal. No other free agent has taken their money.
What about Ron Artest, Matt? Corrections and retractions. What about
nobody
else wanted Meta World Peace?
Nobody else wanted Ron Artest. He was their only option. Which very well may have been the case in the Anthony Davis situation, too.
And that, well, and then they hope that Anthony Davis is going to be there for years and years to come and be the guy
extension
to carry the Laker flag into the future without LeBron James.
And chances are, you would probably take him ahead of any other guy in free agency, especially considering the injuries now to Kevin Durant. Maybe Kawhi Leonard you take ahead of him. Maybe not. But Anthony Davis is that great of a player, that young of a player, that dynamic of a player that you can build around and other stars will likely want to play with when LeBron James hangs it up.
All right, so that's the good side.
That's the good side.
Well, of course, that's not going to be all, Matt.
No, because there is a bad side. And the bad side to all of this is, yet again, if you are an agent with a player and you've got 14 teams with max cap room for at least a 6 years or under player. Remember, there are three levels of free agents in the NBA. 6 years and less, 7 to 9 years, and 10 plus. And that adjusts the salary structure. Players like Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, can get $32.5 million from any team in the league. Lakers cannot afford that anymore. If Kevin Durant said, hey guys, want to come play some basketball.
I want to come with my bad Achilles. I want to limp on down there and be a Laker.
I'll peg leg it over to us, LA. And
right down to five.
Hang out for a year with you guys if you're all right with that. Well, sure. Is it cool if you take $24 million? Well, no. Every other team is offering me $32.5 million. See, we got this little problem. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Rich Paul, who is the agent for Anthony Davis and also happens to be the agent for LeBron James.
And the guy we just picked.
And also happens to be the agent for the same guys that, I don't know, we've hired to our staff. He works with people that are now in our security department, in our marketing department. They have been hired once LeBron James was made a free agent. This is the man who could have maybe shed some light on a trade kicker, or very easily would have picked up the phone had Rob Pelinka called him and said, hey, we're about to trade for your guy, AD. You said you wanted it to happen. You leaked it to the media. It cost AD a fortune. It cost us money. It cost everybody money because you decided to go that route. We are going to make what you declared had to happen. we're doing you a solid. You're going to look good for your client. You're going to look good for prospective future clients and being able to get a guy out of New Orleans and going to the exact destination he wanted to go to. Can you just do us a favor? Can you, since he's making $25 million and we're going to hand him $220 million in a year, can you go ahead and waive that $4.1 million trade kicker? Because we're going to really need it. We're going to have to fill out a roster because we're going to send three guys and about six draft picks to New Orleans, and we're going to probably need every cent we can get to build a roster around these two. Rich, you there? Hello?
No, we're not going to do it.
Oh, because that call was never made to a guy that's in the facility every day and has flown on the team's jet and has people employed to the organization once his client LeBron James signed. That, to me, is the most egregious of all the oversights, because the guy who begged you to make this trade likely would have been willing to at least give you an answer so you would know how you could proceed.
Yeah, they can't get a hold of Rich Paul that easily.
No, it's not like he's ever flown on their team charter before. That's the one part of all of it. Look, I can understand if New Orleans said, no, you can't make the deal on July 30th.
Maybe they called Rich Paul, but he was doing that Sports Illustrated interview where he
Can I call you back, guys? I'm in the middle of
where he compared it to J-Lo and A-Rod and talked about all
you got to speak to the kids.
Murderous death that he grew up around.
You got to speak in a language that the kids relate to.
He talked about a lot of murderous death.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he said, you know, so none of this bothers me.
In Akron.
Yes.
The murderous death in Akron.
Like Cleveland or wherever, yeah.
And J-Lo and A-Rod is the Lakers.
And then he went and got it done.
He did get it done. But again, $4.1 million when you only have $32 million to spend and then $27 million to spend because you made the trade July 6th, not July 30th. And again, that just may be one of the parameters that New Orleans put in, and I would assume it is. Hey, we want our guys for Summer League. No, you can't do the deal until the 30th because then we can't put these guys on our Summer League team. It's a bunch of young guys. It's going to be a young team. We want to play together. Fine, whatever. We'll forsake the $4 million there, but you got to help us out with the $4 million trade kicker. To get the both of those going against you, I think speaks to something that has been a mantra in this particular space, well, pretty much since those two were hired. And that is, in the NBA world of front office, negotiations, contracts, trades, multi-team trades, salary cap, collective bargaining agreement rules that are as baffling, that people specifically have a job. You are employed by a team as a, and I'm doing the air quotes, capologist, because your one gig is to make sure we know everything we need to know about the complicated collective bargaining agreement and the rules by which everyone plays and how, just like a tax attorney would or a fiduciary, and moving your money around so you can keep more of it than you otherwise would be able to because you don't understand tax law because it's the size of a freaking 30-volume encyclopedia set, to tell us, hey, these are the things you need to know. And clearly, not only do the Lakers have a general manager that isn't up to speed on all this, but they don't even have the infrastructure. They don't even have the support staff that can help somebody out. And I think that just
if
echoes.
They do, they didn't listen to him.
Well, there's that. So maybe they do, and Rob Pelinka just went all Rob Pelinka on him and lone wolfed it so he could get all the credit and got the deal done without listening to the people telling him how he was supposed to get it done. It will certainly, I would assume, more of these details will come to pass daily, because free agency is going to start on Sunday, and we're going to find out how much money they end up having to try to fill out a roster that has a whole mess of holes on it. But two very good players, no doubt to build around, which is why the Vegas odds makers have made them the favorite in the Western Conference right now, because it's pretty damn hard to compete with two of the five best players in the league. Now, when they can only put three players on the floor against five, no matter how good they are, those are the guys I'm going with. Go ahead, ref. Throw that ball up. My team's on the floor.
Right now they have Muscala's burner phone, and they're going to call Muscala, and he's going to pick up that burner phone. That's their
3:01 p.m. Like, call on Sunday?
Like one of the assassins in the Bourne Identity or something. He's just going to pick up that burner phone and get on a cool motorcycle and just ride over to El Segundo. And now
Muscala.
And now you got three guys. You just need two more now.
All right. Let's get a fourth guy. Cuddy Mobley.
Yeah. KCP.
Okay. Oh,
Clutch! They got the guy, the second round picks from Clutch Sports. There's an extra guy right there.
I don't see the connection. I don't know what you're talking about. I think they just like that kid out of Iowa State. They just really like the way
he's like 6'4", 280.
Need some big bodies down there, man.
We'll be right back with more PMS. Kraken, everybody, welcome back. PMS is on the air, and it's an I'm a Horse Monday on our tender hooves, galloping forward. Matt is back in all his glory. 866-987-2570 is the number. Caller 10. You're going to go to Suite Night with us. Silverado Suite Night tickets to see the Dodgers. And don't worry, we won't be set up in the suite like we were last time. You're going to win a pair of suite tickets.
That was sweet.
Silverado Suite Night.
That was sweet to be in a suite.
To see the Dodgers take on the D-backs on July 2nd, hosted by me, hero of the story. Courtesy of the all-new Chevy Silverado.
Self-proclaimed.
Hey. Be your hero.
Self-proclaimed.
Come to my suite. If you don't proclaim me as a hero, you're out. Chevrolet, find new roads. It's a fascist suite. All right. It's time for the secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup. It's almost, Matt. It is almost Textoso Reveal Day here on the Petros and Money Show.
We are approaching.
Maybe we'll do it at the Vans headquarters.
Sold out to
Chevy.
Didn't
we do it at the Vans headquarters last year? Because it was just something to do at the Vans headquarters while everybody was watching skateboarders. I think we might have done it.
I always appreciate doing it in the studio because it gives us an opportunity to really hear the phone ring. Although your ire has not been raised
just,
as much as it
same.
Has in
the phone deals.
The technology has been advanced where your phone doesn't catch fire anymore. It doesn't lock up.
Back when we used to all light cigarettes off the phone, that was a different time. The phone would
throw it against the wall. You'd be so upset.
It really fired up like a hot plate.
What does this mean? What does this even mean? It's got a weird emoji on the in the middle of it.
There's a text here, as another horse has died right at the end of the season, to make it an even 30 horses.
I'm a horse.
At Santa Anita. This says, dude, just admit, you're the killer. And I am not the horse killer.
A lot of times that happens. The sleuth supposedly is
you're
sniffing
right.
out the crime.
You know what often happens, too? The guy that hires the sleuth thinks he's outsmarting the sleuth to hire the sleuth. And
the sleuth out-sleuthed him.
Yeah, keep the sleuth close. You know, but you're the murderer. But you're working for me. I'm your client. It doesn't matter. You're going down. You know, that kind of thing. But that's not the case here. I am not the horse killer. But the horse killer does remain, perhaps, at large.
Oh, clearly.
They banned a guy.
We got a suspect.
They did. They banned a guy. And we were going to go over there. Don McLean and I decided, like, it's better not to go over there dressed like Catherine Zeta-Jones in Disclosure or whatever that movie was, where she's all in black slithering around the lasers.
Oh, yeah, Disclosure was Demi Moore.
Oh, is that the one where she was with
Yeah,
well, either way, it's not good to wear a cat suit.
No.
I think we're just going to go the Scooby-Doo route where you just wear your clothes.
Are you going to wear an ascot?
No, that's what Fred wears. You
but
know,
I'm just
so
saying.
I would just go as myself,
okay.
Probably more like Shaggy. And just kind of roll that way and be like, hey, you know, I'm here. I'm a sports talk guy, but I'm also looking into this mystery.
I'm going to go as myself. Roll neck sweater.
Yeah. I think, you know, because you'd have to be, you know, or like you're like with the golf bag.
Sure.
You know, so everybody just so everybody knows exactly.
Just there with some golf clubs.
I golf. That's kind of my persona. So I think if we go over there like that, we'll be less apt to be shot. And just, you know, sleuth around at night. As this text came, the racing season is over and you didn't catch the killer. But he might have been banned. Can they ban the trainer?
And we are your horse trainer show of record.
Yeah, and it is I'm a
Drug
horse.
Drug O'Neill.
And it is I'm a horse Monday.
Ding dong, that's my friend. Why would you say that?
Here's a question for you, Matt. I'm taking some classes at UCLA this summer. Any suggestions on cool things to check out in Santa Monica or nearby? And I just didn't have the heart to say without you sitting here, Q's or the Cabo Cantina.
I'd support both of those.
What Olivia goes to a place, Malibu Farms, but that's in Malibu. That's not even close
well,
to Santa Monica.
I don't know if Chillers is still there on 3rd Street.
It's gone.
Yankee Doodles, get yourself a sweet pool table.
Before Chillers, it was something else, too. It was
remember Gotham?
Gotham
was there for Gotham a half
Hall.
Second.
Yeah, that's gone.
Rockin' Brews is in Santa Monica. We love Rockin' Brews.
We love Rockin' Brews.
Love Rockin'
Brews. Great time
at
Rockin' Brews and friendly for the kids as
you know,
well.
Maybe just hang out in the Sbarro. They're in the Santa Monica Place Mall right there at the end of 3rd Street.
They have like a special Amsterdam French fry place where you can get mayonnaise with your French fries. I mean, that's always.
I mean, come on. Kids love that.
There's Ye Old King's Head where you can get punched by a really drunk English guy who's lived in Santa Monica for 40 years.
But maybe get a dart to the side of the head if you're with the Cates family.
The guy still talks like he's in Essex. Oh, hey, how long have you been here, dude?
I think there's a nice Crown Books down there as well. She could probably hit up.
Used to be a B. Dalton, but now
go,
it is a Crown Books. Hey, P, gotta say, man.
You're welcome, by the way, sir.
Here's one for you, Matt. You guys are holding it down without Matt, however. Kind of feels a lot like when my dad was on vacation for weeks until my mom finally said, we're moving across town. that Dad and his whore have left us. Quit trying to let us off easy and just tell us that Matt has found a new radio partner and let's move on. Well, see, I told people over and over again that Matt is on a just an extended expatriate-like European vacation, and he will return, but people do not have a lot of patience.
You know, Felger and Moss, they were looking for a third. I can't lie. I did. I did make a little bit.
Well,
of a pit
Matt,
stop
you prioritize
there.
Work. You know,
they're looking
you
like
make a priority.
Hey, man on the street. Would you like to be our man on the street? Run some wacky pranks well, on the competition.
We had an issue with the guy before you. And one last one for you, Kate. Petro, stop calling Chris Taylor Ratface. You're just jealous. Call him Chip. Short for chipmunk, because he does have a funny mouth and teeth. But his blue eyes are awesome, and he's a good-looking guy. And that's from a 62-year-old lady, you son of a bitch.
Yeah!
Whatever, you old bag! We'll be right back with a bunch of stuff in the next segment. We got your fun fact, we got your quick hits, and we got your City of Hope Dodger pregame. Matt's back in PMS.
Let's get that game winner in there again, too, huh?
Is it full strength? You gotta stop. You just gotta stop. You call play-by-play. You know it's hard.